So the second thing we need to do is rebuild our military. Today, we lead the pack, no question about it. But our rivals are gaining. Last year, Russia increased military spending by 4.8%. In China, 7.4%. And us, if you look at the president's new proposed budget, the army would shrink to its smallest size since World War II, the navy to its smallest size since World War I, and the air force to the smallest size ever. Every year he cuts so deeply and so unevenly that he's hurting both our current and our future capabilities. Today, if a major threat arose, only a handful of army brigades would be ready for combat, ready to deploy. That's not much of a deterrent. We may have both too little today and far less tomorrow.